Night veils Beirut's face again. If the tumults of the evening haven't awakened her, that just proves she's sleepwalking. According to ancestral tradition, a somnambulist is not to be interfered with, not even when he's headed for disaster. I'd imagined a different Beirut, Arab and proud of it. I was wrong. It's just an indeterminate city, closer to its fantasies than to its history. A fickle sham as disappointing as a joke. Maybe its obstinate efforts to resemble the cities of its enemies have caused its patron saints to disown it, and that's why it's exposed to the traumas of war and the dangers of every tomorrow. It's lived through a life-size nightmare, but to what end? The more I observe the place, the less I get it. It's so trifling. It seems insolent. Its affected heirs are nothing but a con.